Well, look at
this.
You have
a condom page?
A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
What is up?
Hey, Snake.
So I guess the first question to Captain Vegas and Hernia Boy will be...
Captain Vegas and Hernia Boy. That sounds like a TV show I'd watch.
We don't know who this is with their shirt off at the Chiefs parade right now.
It's a very chiseled young man.
Because it's probably in the 30s there, I would guess. Maybe colder. I don't even know. Would you have gone with that look for the entire...
57.
Oh, it is? That's not, dude, it's great. Unseasonably warm.
That's why he has his shirt off.
Would you have done that for the entire 30th birthday party?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You would not have.
No. I think the wife would have had something to say about it. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But why not?
Why don't you look like that?
I know. If I look like that, I would never, ever put on a shirt.
Ever.
No matter where I went. Church.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
You
go. It's just shirtless if I look like that.
With your washboard abs.
Oh, God.
1% body fat.
Those guys.
Yeah, right. They make me sick.
What is a musical genre that you enjoy? Not necessarily a huge P1 of that genre that would surprise people. According to Mason here, he says minor K-pop. Sorry to trigger you, Cobra. Used to live in Korea. And Latin American salsa merengue?
Yeah.
Meringue? Meringue is what you put on a pie.
Yes, it's meringue. Lemon meringue.
Yeah. All right.
That would surprise people? Hmm.
I got a drinking problem.
There you go.
There it is. I don't know, because Broadway music, but I don't think that would surprise people.
You don't think so?
I think it would.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I like show tunes.
So you actively listen to show tunes?
Yeah.
Like when you're in the gym or something like that, you're like, you know what? I'm going to listen to the entire Oklahoma soundtrack.
I have done that before. The Greatest Showman, I thought, had a great soundtrack, and I listened to that when I used to work out. And then...
The Greatest Showman. You'll work out to that.
This is the greatest show. I'm like, yeah, it pumps me up, yeah. So that, and then...
Okay.
Rent, I love Rent's sound. Rent the musical has a fantastic soundtrack. There's some really good Broadway shows out there that have great soundtracks.
I think I go classic rock because I worked at the Bone and I really did enjoy some of the tunes.
Yeah.
And so now there are some that are firmly in the playlist that I think will surprise some people.
Yeah, mine would have been a couple of years ago, the whole Americana country scene. But I mean, I've always liked that. I've always been into it.
It's good music.
But like Jason Isbell took it over the top and then I became a fanboy and now I'm just labeled as that. So
labeled is correct.
Well, it is. It's true. It's true.
It's who you become.
All right. Which death will hit you the hardest when it happens? Nolan. Earl Campbell. Roger Staubach. Or Dr. J. He throws in there.
Nolan. I mean, the others are, I mean, Nolan 100% for me. The other three are really kind of before my time.
Yeah. It's Roger. I mean, Roger was my childhood hero, so that is unquestionably him.
Hit me the hardest out of those four. It's probably Nolan, but Dr. J is not far behind.
When did you become a Cowboy fan?
It's pretty late. It was even after the championships. After the 90 Super Bowls. Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
Nolan's 77.
You weren't into the Cowboys at all.
I mean, I watched, but my dad was never a Cowboy fan. So
who did he like?
No one in particular. He just didn't like Dallas.
Football.
So if, you know, I'm watching a game and kind of trying to be like him, I just they just weren't my favorite team. Plus, Randall was around.
Randall came around about that time. And that sent you over the top.
Over the top.
So were you never, I mean, did you ever lose that Eagles thing when he left? Or was it when Randall left, you're like, I'm done?
Yeah, I lost it when he left.
Good.
I was one of the few ones that went just player only. I didn't actually care about, just wasn't a huge Eagles. I had Eagles gear, of course, but it's all Randall.
Yeah.
I was just Randall, man.
Yeah, see, I'm wondering that with my kid because he's still, he's 18 now, and this started when he was 8 with Steph.
Shut the
f- Uh-huh.
So he'll just stay becoming a Warriors guy?
There's no way, right?
No, there's no way.
He just loves Steph so much. Still, as now a guy that could go to war, he still loves Steph. Like, that obsession is still there.
But you had that. You had that with Roger, right?
Absolutely. But I was 10 when he was done, or 12 or whatever.
He's 82 years old now. Roger yeah. is.
But even if you didn't and he continued to play, you would still oh, you would have still had that love. So yeah. it's yeah. hereditary.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's in his DNA.
All right. Which one is easiest? Which one is most difficult? From Grand Douchey.
Oh.
8-foot putt to win the Masters. Free throw to win the NBA Finals.
That's the hardest one.
No way.
Yes, it is.
25-yard field goal to win the Super Bowl.
That's it. I couldn't make that.
25?
Or a penalty shot to win the NHL Finals. What does that even mean?
That means somehow
like you got to beat the goalie?
Yes, one-on-one. Penalty shot is one-on-one.
Yeah. I need an open net from like the back blue line or something.
You have to be
like
able
that.
To skate and handle a puck on ice, which
that,
is different.
That's the most difficult. You're not beating a goalie.
Well, oh, okay, if you're talking your skill set now, I just thought even overall as an athlete.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
you.
Us.
Oh, us. Yeah, of course. If you can't skate,
take free
then it's going
day.
To be hockey.
I could walk out right now and hit 10 free throws.
Okay, you know what? You can't, and you won't. And we're going to write that down, hernia boy,
okay.
and challenge it. And even if you miss one, there will be a vast, vast
penalty
for you.
I made 17 free throws in a row like a week ago.
From 2 feet in
no,
your...
No, at the free throw line playing with my son.
With nothing on the line.
Yeah.
On an 8-foot basket. Would,
with okay. nothing on the line.
Make up your stuff.
Dude, I think that you can...
A putt would be... 8-foot putt to win the Masters would be more difficult.
It would be impossible.
That's tough.
Oh,
unless
my God.
You've been practicing
on those greens?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just... The reality of a free throw is, yes, the pressure and there's people around you, but it's still the same as it is on any measurement of goal.
Not to win the NBA Finals with that on the line.
Yeah, but they just drop you in. You've shot free throws before. You've never putted on Augusta's greens. That'd be impossible.
For me, it would be easiest is the field goal. No question.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for if you're talking personally, yes. The easiest one for Corby is definitely the field goal.
Yeah.
You don't think the putt would be easier?
No.
Man, I couldn't kick a field goal. I would shank that thing.
Oh, write yeah. that down. It's the first time he's mentioned something he couldn't do.
That's not true. I've mentioned multiple things.
First time.
I couldn't score on the penalty shot. The goalie would stop me.
the goalie would just sit. He wouldn't even move. He'd just sit like, okay, you're waiting like 20 minutes as you
because
fall down the ice.
Because I couldn't get there, right. Yeah. I have to have one hand on the chair and the other hand with the stick and the puck to get down there.
All right, which gets the most TV time once football is done, now that we're in the off-football season? And this guy lists some weird stuff that I know right off the shoot, these three I'm not into. IndyCar.
No.
No. Formula One.
No.
No. NASCAR.
No.
No. Basketball.
Yes.
College and or pro. Way more pro.
Mm-hmm.
College basketball for me is...
Until conference tournament time and...
Yeah.
And March Madness.
Yeah, right.
I don't watch a lot at all.
I can't. It's so... The product is ridiculously bad compared to the NBA. Like, embarrassingly
I have
bad.
Watched more women's college basketball than I have men's so far.
Really?
Yep.
Yay!
To watch who? That Caitlin Clark?
When LSU played South Carolina. That's a pretty fun game, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Pretty fun.
So, and then he lists baseball and hockey. Hmm. Which they're about even for me. As far as keeping up with.
I will say pro basketball is number one. But,
by a mile. Yeah,
because it doesn't even have to involve the Mavericks and I'm watching. But if it's baseball, then it's going to have to involve the Rangers. If it's hockey, 98% of it has to involve the Stars. Unless you get the playoff time, and then I'll maybe tune into another game.
Yeah, I'm right there with
you. But then all the other ones aren't, unless you say, hey, we're going to have to talk about this,
boy,
then I'm out.
Don't you love the Formula One muscles that were rolling around this place a couple of years ago?
Oh, man. So much for that.
Drive to Survive. So, like, it was like 6 months of, I can't wait. Oh, Sunday in Monaco. I can't wait, bro.
Obviously.
And then it just all went away. Like, almost instantaneously.
It was all because of the Netflix show.
I know.
And now they've done
one for
NASCAR.
Oh, who's your guy, man? You like the Red Bull guy?
I didn't watch 1 second of it.
I didn't either.
You like Lewis Hamilton?
I tried to watch the first episode, and then I was just like, no.
It's not for me.
I can't do it.
But you in for the Daytona 500 this weekend?
That's this weekend?
Yeah, Sunday.
That's the first time I've heard that it's this weekend.
Well, there you go. Now you have Sunday afternoon programming ready for you.
If you lost a bet and had to live with either of the three, who do you choose for a year? Travis Kelce, I don't got a problem with him.
None. So that would be great.
I'd love to love him.
Brett Hull.
That'll be fun.
Sounds like a blast.
Okay. He's a little old.
Or Dude Perfect.
Oh, Travis Kelce, 100%.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Brett, dude, you think that you could hang with Brett? Brett Hull would drink you
no
under
way.
The
table. I don't want to hang with Brett Hull.
Well, he would drink you under the table.
I 100% agree with you. I'm not even trying to keep up with that dude.
We already did it.
And just think of the circumstances now. So if Taylor comes to visit and she just has a friend with her, and now
you have to
be the wingman as Taylor and Travis are in the corner.
Introduced. Like, is he just like, this is my buddy? He
it's
really
my roommate.
Do you work? Do you still have your job?
Yeah.
You do?
This is my roommate.
Okay. This is a radio guy.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't cover
Blake,
radio.
What
the
is
whole time.
Up? How's Reynolds? Oh, he's out of the country? Oh, let me show you this in my room.
We are getting so much boy band ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%
Dude, perfect!
You get to hang out with Blake Lively and Taylor Swift.
But what if. What if you had to live with Dude Perfect?
Oh.
And every time you wake up, they have some sort of...
Like, hold on, don't move, we're about to make this shot
again. They have your omelet going through the bathroom, through a chute, and up the stairs,
don't
and around
picture,
the corner.
Like, all those
and then it lands on your plate, and they go, yeah!
Like, all those nerds do live together.
Way.
Like, they're all living in this big, dumb house.
It's probably the biggest mansion.
Oh,
they
of course it is.
They never see each other except for stunts, because it's so large. They probably have a secret passage, though, so that's cool.
A secret passage. What are you, two? What's a secret passage?
Either he's two or Webster.
Yes.
That's like what Richie Rich
no,
had.
No, like on Webster, remember? Emmanuel Lewis, they had
that's
the
secret. That's why I just called you Webster.
Yeah.
He had the secret passage from the grandfather clock in the lower stairs to his room.
So that's what you want as an adult.
Yes, that would be awesome.
A secret passage.
How cool would that be?
That's how they're going to fix your hernia. They're going to go through a secret passage.
Called my anus.
No doubt. Nothing cooler though than as a kid watching those shows and seeing like investigators like pull a book down and a whole wall move
Correct.
And stuff like that.
Or even
you
the
could
train
do that as an
with,
adult.
With silver spoons.
Yeah, the silver spoons.
Yeah,
like
I wanted
a
retina
scan
thing. You know, where you got to look into something and the door opens.
We looked in a house that had a secret like passage that went up to like a secret stairway and like attic thing.
Kind of like a secret passage.
But
huh?
Dude, every time I hear about that, I think of like John Wayne Gacy who was stuffing kids in his little secret
basement thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you think about?
Oh my.
Yeah, I think of the worst things.
Yeah, because you could use that for storage of that nature.
Of children.
Of dead bodies.
All right, thank you, P1s. Thank you, Corby, I think, for the birdhouse.
Good
it's
stuff,
almost
Corby.
Lunchtime with the invasion. Let's gather all the juice boxes and sandwiches and everything and have some fun. We'll start with the ranch report. We'll do it next. Here, ticket.